This program is sponsored by MouseMesh, the humane way of keeping mice out of your home. Air brick covers come in three different colours and sizes, shaping the future of pest control.
So do you think one of the reasons why they've been able to hoodwink the public and get this technology in and without the public complaining is because it's essentially invisible?
It is invisible. But the other thing that they've not told you is that these are chemically addictive. They are like drugs.
Microwaves.
And this, we're going back to warfare. They are chemically addictive. And if you want, I can give you the chemicals, but I'll explain it simply. They can, when you're using them and you're being exposed to them, particularly iPads and cell phones, they can induce, as well as the harmful effects, they can induce effects like morphine and marijuana in the brain, particularly in children, as well as suicidal tendencies and aggression. But they can also induce marijuana and morphine. They are addictive. And this is why when you see children, you try taking, and I was a teacher for 30 years, you try confiscating, and they will stand their ground, and you're not allowed to touch them, and they won't give it. You, as a parent, try taking one away from a child.
Right. Now, we mentioned ionizing radiation earlier on, and science agrees that anything above ultraviolet is damaging. That's not really...
And ultraviolet.
That's not disputed by the government, and, and they wouldn't put anything... Right. They wouldn't put any ionizing radiation in a product generally.
Right.
Well, you know, you maybe got like your the thing on your watch or whatever. But, but generally, it's considered dangerous, and they wouldn't do it.
Right.
As you go down the spectrum, you say that as a broad brush rule, the higher the frequency, the more damaging. But not strictly, because you've got.
In fact, and I must correct you here, and I apologise.
Yep.
In fact, the microwave waveband is actually more dangerous in long term. Because the and this is good timing, this. A document was published on the 1st of July by our government, now recognizing what I'm telling you. Now, I knew it way back in the 50s. It was published and kept secret by our government and the military and the American government in the early 70s. And on the 1st of July, so now we are 46 years later, they have said what we kept secret in the 70s was actually true. I've got the document there. And it was published on the 1st of July. Very few people will know it exists. It was virtually sneaked out as a subsection. It was sneaked out, and I've read it 10 times. But they've actually now said that this non-ionizing radiation can cause biological damage in the body, which is what we've been saying all of the time. So, and the reason we know why it does this is because where ionizing goes straight to the DNA, this affects the edge of the cell, and then there's a knock-on effect through the cell, which, and I can go through the technical words. If you've got doctors listening to this, that's not a problem. I can go through all the technical words, but it goes through all the cellular processes and damages the DNA via a cellular process. Right. Because when cells are damaged, what they will do, rather than have the DNA turn cancerous, which it can do, they will try and destroy the cell, apoptosis. They will try and destroy the cell to prevent it turning cancerous. So they've actually published on the 1st of July, and I can show you the page, that this actually takes place. So in fact, they're saying that no matter what the low level, you can now get cancer from this. Mm-hmm. And it should be noted that children and pregnant women can absorb 20% more dangerous microwaves, or they're 20% more dangerous in their bodies because of the water content and other biological factors. So in fact, the government are now saying that the non-ionizing down there is as dangerous as the top lot,
right?
And they cannot say it isn't.
All right.
And that's taken them 46 years to come out with that.
Yeah. Now, when you've got electromagnetic wave and it hits a conductor, it induces electric current.
Right.
And it's the electric current which is going to mess with various things in your body.
Yep.
And we are 70% water, which is a conductor.
Right.
So just explain all of the different parts, because we've got hormones, antibodies, neurotransmitters, endocrine glands, all of these things that are going to be affected by unwanted electrical currents.
Yeah, very easy to understand and explain. As the microwaves come into the body, they set up an electric current, just like an aerial. It's how aerials work. They set up an electric current. The electric current goes to ground, as all electric currents do. The electric current in the body takes the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance in the body is rather like the motorways in the UK. They carry all the hormones, the antibodies, the neurotransmitters. So now, with those going down the same trunk roads, you've got the electric current. They know where they're going in the body because of a small electrical charge that matches another electrical charge, and they know where they're going. It's a bit like if I go to the Paris Underground and I can't speak a word of French, and I've got a map, and I'm on the underground, and I'm traveling with everybody else on the tube. That's everything going through the body, and I have my map, which is electrically charged, and I know when this matches that, I get off. And it's like somebody tippexing out some of the letters. And now when I get there, I think, is it or isn't it? I may get off, I may not. Now, initially, that won't have much of effect. But over the months and over the years, and depending on your immune system and your body makeup and your general health, over the years, that will start to have an effect. And then you get what are listed by the World Health Organization and the government papers up to the 4,500 physiological and neurological illnesses that our government now says you can get from microwaves, and have been listed by the World Health Organization and have been known since the 70s. And this is why, as I say, when they put a transmitter up, it generally takes 18 months before you get the first group of symptoms.
Right. Just tell us how they affect a cell with the analogy of a house.
Okay, with not all the complicated long words, just the analogy of a house.
Yeah.
Okay, if you, as I say at conferences to non-scientists, you know, you go back to your house and imagine your house is a cell in your body. They work exactly the same. You have nutrients and gases coming in and water coming in that you need to survive. You have waste products going out and waste gases, which are poisonous, going out that are deadly poisonous and will kill you if they stay in. If, like microwaves attacking a cell, if something starts to go wrong in your house, the electricity keeps going, the sanitation breaks down, things start to go wrong, initially you will cope and you will get around it. But as the situation gets worse and your health starts to deteriorate, you then have what is commonly known and accepted as microwave sickness.
Yeah.
And that will start to creep up. And we have people who are, in fact, recognized by this government in writing. And I have the document. Mm-hmm. The government will say it doesn't exist. It does, because I've got it.
Right.
And it was published. They will say that they have said that there are people who are more sensitive to this pollution building up. The carbon dioxide isn't getting out. The sewerage isn't getting out the house. And I mean, you can have cholera building up, all sorts of nasties. Mm. Even the air you breathe can affect you. And that is really what is happening in the cell.
Okay, so we've discussed some of the physical effects that microwave radiation can have on the body. Just tell us about melatonin and what its role is in the body and how that can be affected.
This was known and published quite a while ago. Is the you have a little gland, the pineal gland, in the brain. And when daylight stops and it becomes night, as we are now, daylight is going through your eyes, electromagnetic wave, it is setting up an electrical signal that goes to the back of the brain. The pineal gland picks up the movement of this electricity going through the brain, and it knows it is daytime, and to put it simply, doesn't send out nighttime melatonin. Now, when you close your eyes and go to sleep, this current stops. The pineal gland realizes that it is night. It makes nighttime melatonin. The melatonin is used by the immune system to boost the body's immune system from its suffering during the day. And in the morning, you wake up with a beautifully new immune system. That's the theory. Now, when you go to sleep in a microwave field, let's say you have one of these walkabout phones or a tablet or something that is transmitting, that goes straight through the brain, straight through the skull. The pineal gland detecting an electric current, it's, and for anyone listening, scientists, it's the calcite crystals in the pineal gland. They detect the electric current. They still think it is daytime, and then it becomes non-effective in terms of rebooting the immune system.
Right.
So it's not quite sure now whether it's day or night. And you can wake up with your immune system sort of 20% reduced after a heavy magnetic field, or any percent reduced.
Right.
So, and again, this is why after sort of a year, 18 months, and this is the normal trail of symptoms with microwave sickness.
Right.
It always starts with suppression of the immune system.
Okay. Now, I want to come on now, Barry, to mental effects of microwaves, and then possibly come on to mind control. Now, just we've mentioned it before about the 64 BC in Egypt was the first time someone is known to have noticed the effects of particular frequencies on the brain.
Now, that's Ptolemy.
Yeah. So just explain what entrainment means first.
Okay. Your brain works on a rhythm. It has a regular rhythm, like if you're bouncing on a trampoline. Every different part of your body now is vibrating. Every different part is vibrating. And your brain is no different. You have your own brain waves. You have your vibrational frequencies, cellular frequencies, and every part is vibrating. Now, the easiest way to describe this is if you are bouncing on a trampoline, and you will bounce at your own regular frequency. If a 50 stone man jumps on and starts bouncing, you are forced to bounce at his frequency. So you now join in and bounce with him. Now I have changed the natural frequency of your brain. That is called entrainment. Mm-hmm. And whilst your brain is entrained, it may not function properly. Mm-hmm. And it's been shown and written in The Lancet that a child who uses a cell phone just for 2 minutes, their brains are entrained for up to 2 hours afterwards.
Right.
So if a child makes a 2 minute call in the playground at school, then their behavior may be changed for up to 2 hours, which is the next two lessons or a long lesson. That is entrainment. Now, if you continue to use a cell phone and you never really get back to your rhythm, that is called long-term potentiation. So if the man bounces for a long time and there's no way you can get out of this, then the man jumps off. You now have long-term potentiation, and it can take you up to 6 weeks to recover. And this is why when you use a cell phone, and we're going back to the microwave warfare, mm-hmm. it is known that a bomb disposal. Mm-hmm. I was told in military language how stupid I was to expose, because there was a very difficult bomb I was taking to pieces underwater. And I came up and said, I need to do this in daylight where I can see what I'm doing. And the officer in military language suggested how stupid I was and take it back down, because he said the microwaves, if they don't aim at the bomb, they'll aim it at your head and they'll make you make a mistake.
Right.
And that was my introduction, and that intrigued me. And it is known to be quite prevalent in children.
Right.
And this is where you start to get all of the neurological and behavioural effects from cell phones and microwaves in the brain.
Right. Now there's been studies done which have revealed that different frequencies can have different causes in the brain. And this links in to microwave weapons. So I've got a list here that you feature in your 2001 document where 4.5 hertz can cause paranoia, 6.6 hertz can cause depression or suicide, 11 hertz manic behavior and anger, 25 hertz blindness if aimed at the head, heart attack if aimed at the heart. So I've noted here that there's a list of 25 or 30 frequencies that can induce physiological or neurological illnesses. Can you expand on that at all, Barry?
Well, it isn't just the one. Can I just run through some of the main, six or seven of the main things without going into all the complicated names?
Okay.
Morphine, this is what you can sense are from microwaves. Morphine, marijuana, hunger, and we're not talking, I think I fancy a sandwich, we're talking, I'm going to break a window and steal a pie. Hunger, hopelessness, which is suicidal depression, aggression. We're not talking sort of an angry person. We are talking major aggression. And the 6.6 you mentioned there, that is also linked to sexual aggression. So if you get aggression and the sexual aggression, you can have after that, you can have nightmares and hallucinations, which are very common. And you can have the sense that the microwaves are really making you ill, and you've got to do anything to get away from them. And it's not unusual for me to receive a message from somebody living in a hole in the ground, which is the only place they can go, and it's published quite often. So you can have these. Now, if I can just explain to the people watching this, to have those induced in the brain, you need a small current of 2 milliamps to have any of those. You can have from a cell phone, especially with reflective surfaces like mirrors or windows, you can have, or somebody else using one near you, you can have up to 34 milliamps quite easily in the brain. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not to say you're going to get 17 times these effects, because the brain can't do that. But depending on angles and circumstances and waveforms, you can get any of them or any combination
right.
of them.
Okay, but now you're... Go on. Do you want to finish or can I? You're asking the question whether domestic products like mobile phones can create these effects. I'm interested in what weapons may have been developed, because if you're going to develop a weapon to deliberately do that, the mobile phones are doing it accidentally, so they're not as, let's say, targeted. If you decide that you're going to try and make someone commit suicide, for example.
Oh yeah, that's been done. That has been done. Yeah.
So here's a question, Barry. Do you think they could be as sophisticated as to be able to make someone make decisions and specifically perform 4 or 5 actions, like kneel down, tie a noose around their neck, and actually restrict their breathing and kill themselves? Do you think that it could be that advanced?
Oh, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. Absolutely. They can be used to make people ill, as they have been. I have seen a document where we used it on the Catholics in Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. because if you're feeling ill and run down, you're not going to become a terrorist. Mm-hmm. I have seen a document where the Americans used it on the women at Greenham Common to give them cancer, because that cuts down. I have seen a document, and I've mentioned it, I've published it, where as an experiment, microwaves were aimed at women to see how many of them would miscarry. Mm-hmm. And I do know that from government documents, it is incredibly easy, and I won't go into too much detail, it is incredibly easy. It takes, on average, 30 hours to break a person down psychologically.
30 hours.
30 okay. hours. Yeah. Most people can be broken down into a hallucinogenic mess in 30 hours. Then what you can do is you can then start inducing, it's called auditory hallucination, and I know all the frequencies, you can induce sounds into this person. And this is used in stores. Not many people know that. You can induce sound. We'll go back to the weapons. You can induce sound. Now, I've broken you down. No disrespect. You're just a, you know. I've broken you down, and you are a total psychological mess on the floor. Now, I've studied you, and I know you are deeply, deeply religious. Now I come in and I, using auditory hallucination, which has been used for many years, I talk to you as God, your God.
Yeah.
Nobody else can hear it. If other people are in the room...
It's this voice to skull you're talking about.
Voice to the ossicles in the ear.
Right, right.
They will then pick it up, vibrate, and send it in.
So they get a voice in their head.
In fact, it actually goes into the cochlea. Yeah, yeah, you actually hear the voice. Yeah. Nobody else will hear it, but you will. I'm your God, and I can say, I can get you out of this mess. Thank you for believing in me. And then I start to reward you and get you better. And then I can say, you appreciate the person responsible for this is that religion or that government officer. And if you say, no, it can't be, then I would, you know, and it seems to be done.
Here's a question then, yeah? Barry. This might be a bit sort of subtle. Do you think if they break someone down over a period of 30 hours and then they come in with some psychological manipulation through the voice, yeah? Do you think they could make that voice sound like my voice or your voice or anyone's voice?
Oh, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
They can make it sound like any voice. And the other thing they're doing
they could make it sound like a dead person was talking to them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They have machines where you can talk in and a different voice will come out the other end. That they're used often for disguising voices. And the other thing, and to show this is instant, is this has actually gone to court. Chain stores in the United States adopted this auditory hallucination to prevent shoplifters. And if they suspected a shoplifter, they had a machine, microwave machine, they beamed it at the shoplifter. We are watching you. If you touch that, you will go to jail. Put it back. you're looking around and everyone is just sandwiched, you know, but and you're thinking, well, where'd that voice come from? And they cut down the shoplifting. But then they said, well, hang on, if we can stop them doing that, we can also go to other people and say, this is really worth buying. Your partner would love this ring. And they've started using it, and they found that their sales went up $60,000 or something a month in 9 months. So they're using it, and it was taken to court. But the industry won because they said, we are not causing harm. And they won their case, and it's adopted by fast food outlets,
Right. Other
stores, and it's global. And you can have it going into a shop now. I went to Bridge End. Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I went to Bridge End. I was guest scientific speaker. It was the new council building. They were all there. Before I spoke, I went around to see where the transmitters were going up. I looked at the hills. I looked at where you would have reflections and standing waves. And just through my own instinct, and I've been in this since 1959, and I thought, this is going to be a bad area. I produced the evidence in my report, and one of the things I said was that you will have cancers, leukemias, certainly childhood miscarriages, injuries, that sort of thing, and you will have suicides. I knew, because microwaves are known. It is not unusual where you have microwaves set up to have childhood suicides. Bridge End is not a one-off. Whether the isolation of the place and the fact they have alcohol and drugs exacerbated the depression. But depression is usually the first neurological symptom. It's on every government document. Depression, suicide. I sense the evidence of, and this was about 18 months, my dating could be slightly out. It was about when I said to them, you will have suicides. and two of one thing that struck me, and it's only ever happened three times, two of the counsellors laughed. And one of them, they filed up behind me. I was sitting there tidying up, and one of them patted me on the shoulder as if to say, and smiled or smirked, as if to say, thank you for coming, but leave this to the grown-ups. Yeah. And went off. And it's only the third time that's happened. 18 months-ish after I gave that talk, the suicides started. I wrote back to the board and said, and I'm going to give you a copy to put on, and I said, I predicted this. This is why. These are the government documents that says this will happen. And I laid it all out. And of course, it came back. The suicides, the reason was undetermined. But it wasn't. It is not new to Bridgend. They are not new to microwaves, along with miscarriages and everything else. It was predicted and it happened. HARP, even in its, the document that went to the government, that what it could be used for, it actually says producing weather changes. You have a new weapon, and if we just look at this, microwaves are the new atomic bomb. You can change weather, cause immense disasters in countries, and blame it on nature. It cannot be traced back to you. You can use it as it has been used by governments, our government. It has been used, and you can use it to make people ill or to experiment on them. And it is irretraceable because you cannot get the microwaves back out the air and say, look, there's your trail. It is an undetectable stealth weapon. That is the beauty of it, or the harm. And this is the new atomic bomb, and countries have latched onto this. And you can change Olympic athletes' performances from satellite onto one person who's performing. You can do everything muscularly, psychologically, neurologically. It is a beautiful weapon that is irretraceable. You cannot work out where it's come from or who's done it.
So say they were experimenting with weapons in Bridgend or in other places.
Yep.
You mentioned a white van, satellite, maybe some other technology like HARP. Do you think it's as sophisticated to be just something like that? Like that someone could, in a cafe, just... like a pen, or
there is a I've got the document, and it may be on the ones I give you. There is a document that they have to be within 150 feet or meters. Without looking at it, it's 150 feet or meters of your house, but they have a machine. It can go. It looks straight through buildings. Buildings don't exist. It will pick up your thermal image. It can watch you having sex in bed. But in particular, it can pinpoint your brain, and the other part of this machine, the waves, come in. It can brain scan you. It can also scan your endocrine glands. It can work out in your brain which bit of your brain is actually working, whether it is the aggression or the suicide bit, or that it can work out through brain scans and knowledge now, and it can influence them to exacerbate it or stop it. But they have to be within 150 meters or whatever, but that they can actually change brain waves directly from where you are.
So if something is within that proximity, it's extremely precise. The level of, let's say, control they've got over your brain.
Oh, absolutely.
By being so close.
Yeah.
Okay. now.
Yeah, but one thing that needs to be understood before we scare the entire nation. The reason they experiment is because it doesn't work on everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. If I go to your local university, no, let's pick a more general place. If I go to your local airport and think of everybody that walks in and out of your airport in a week, mm-hmm. This is a thought experiment. And I have all of these people of all ages, all nationalities, everything. And I say, I'm going to carry out an experiment. I'm going to insist that you all have 2 pints of beer a day and smoke 10 cigarettes. Now, some people will be ill and die almost instantly. Some people will take a bit longer. Some people will take years. And this is the same with every single biological experiment. It's called a disparate distribution curve. Some will be ill straight away. The curve will go up as they get ill and die. Then it will level out because there will be people who are taking it but are generally unaffected for many, many years. And then it will come down and people at the end will say, this is a good experiment, Barry. We've been on it 10 years. Any chance of upping the cigarettes and upping the beer? And you will have around 40% totally unaffected. Now, it will be the same with microwaves. You will have those electrosensitive, the children, those who absorb more. And when I say children, I'm not being disrespectful, under 26. In terms of microwave damage, you are under 26. It will damage you up to that age for reasons that are very complicated and I won't go into. And then it will hit the sick and the adults and the elderly. Then it will level out. And then you'll get 40%. And this is why they experiment on. They're trying to look at people and say, well, can we narrow this down? Because if we want, let's say you want to hit, which has been done, a particular religious group that you dislike. You can say, well, what frequencies will affect these, but these don't become affected. Can we change this and change that and do this and just see if we can get those? So this is why people experiment.
Yeah, they're calibrating their weapon in a way.
Yeah, they're calibrating, but this is why it is done.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, have you actually seen any weapons the size of a pen, or would it be like a dish on inside a van, or can you describe them at all?
And I'm being very, very careful here because you never know where this is going. And there are people who think, I really don't like my mother-in-law, or if so-and-so died, I would inherit. and this would be a perfect way to get rid of them. There are people, and it doesn't take much knowledge. To me, a clever GCSE student who understands the workings of a magnetron and resonance could make such an instrument and reduce it. And this is why anybody could do it. Anybody, and you wouldn't need much. You can actually get them. You can buy them on the internet now. Microwave transmitters, they're illegal, but you can buy them. The same as you can buy guns. But you can buy them. The secret, which is what I do not publish, unless it's been published already, and I will only do it generally if I'm talking to, like, the Institute of Neurology or somebody. I will go into the frequency. The secret that people don't know, if you said, I'm going to make a microwave weapon, you wouldn't know the combination of pulse frequencies or other frequencies to put them on. That is the secret.
That's going to really badly affected.
That's where you've got to get it. And this is why people are experimenting.
Right.
Because they don't have the list I've got or other people have got.
Okay.
And they're practicing.
Right. Now, just quickly, Barry, what do you know what the woodpecker thing was all about? This was these radio signals that in the 1970s Russia were sending out across America, I think it was. This woodpecker radio signal. Do you know what that was about?
I do, but there's a list of all of these titles, and it's very easy for me. We're going back to the 50s. It's very easy for me to become confused. I mean, in a paper I had published in 2014, I think it was, I listed about 12 of them, but they cross over. Mm-hmm. You have MK Ultra and Woodpecker and lots of them, and they cross over. And it's very easy to say, well, this one was responsible for this. But in fact, they're used in three or four of them.
Right.
So what I will say is that in several of them, including Woodpecker, microwaves are used. They are used as bacteriological weapons. Because if you if you take a cell out of your body, and a cell out of a tree, and a cell out of a bacterium, and then and everything else, and then my dog, and you take the DNA out of all of these. The four bases in the DNA, what the DNA is made of, they're all identical. Mm-hmm. Any tree can read your DNA sequence. Mm-hmm. My dog can read my DNA sequence. Mm. It won't do them much good because they don't grow hair and have eye colour and what, so they only use the bit that they use. But there is one biological blueprint for every living thing, including bacteria. And what they've come up with weapons was, well, hang on, if we can produce a pulse frequency, and these are the names of all of these things, a pulse frequency that will only reduce the immune system of cows,
yeah,
or will spring anthrax back to life in the soil,
right,
or...
So is it targeting certain DNA sequences?
Yes. Yeah. Now, I'll give you one example, and I gave this in court in America because I was asked this question by a barrister. And I said, supposing I wanted to get rid of the American wheat fields, destroy America, and make $1 billion myself. All I have to do is genetically prepare a bacterium, and this has been done and published 20 years ago. If I produce a bacterium that will lie dormant like anthrax in the soil for hundreds or thousands of years, it will just lay there. And I can produce a bacterium that will respond to a particular microwave resonant frequency, in other words, a vibration.
Yeah.
When you grave diggers get this, when they dig graves, the frequency 700 nanometers of light can trigger what was known as bubonic plague. That 700 nanometers will trigger bubonic plague. That's known. And grave diggers can contract bubonic plague.
Yeah.
And it's easily treated these days. It's the same thing. If you have the frequency that will trigger like anthrax or another germ, microorganism, all I've got to do is go to the United States or fly over it with contrails or chemtrails or go past on a train and drop it out the window. Mm-hmm. All I've got to do is leave the bacillus in the wheat fields or if it's beef, foot and mouth, in the beef fields, just leave it dormant, and I can come back here for 50 years. Then, if with one of these HARP devices, which are now all over the world. All I've got to do is push a button, send the microwave frequency, it will come down, trigger the anthrax, trigger the grain.
So you think the woodpecker was something similar to that?
Well, it is. It's triggering
something else.
Yeah, and I cause total... You can't sell your grain and you can't feed your country.
Right.
In the meantime, I produce cattle or I produce grain in my country, mm-hmm. and I say to the world, well, you can't now have the American wheat fields. And I've said all this in court, mm-hmm. in a case similar to this. I have got 5 million acres which I will sell you, but I'm going to quadruple the price because mine is the only one in the world. Mm-hmm. I make myself $1 billion and I destroy the Americas. And this is where we are. This is why microwaves, and you can do it with any living structure,
right.
any animal, any tree. I can cause any tree, any forest to become infectious. I can do anything with any living organism. Right. That is known.
Was the woodpecker some sort of grid system where you had nodes on each point of the grid? Or?
Yeah, well, you have standing waves.
Standing waves, yeah.
And this is why I say if you insulate your house, what happens is if I wanted, and this is another thing going back to Bridgend, when I looked at the transmitters, and you've got one over there and you've got one over there. Now, when they all converge, and it's the same in any microwave oven, this is why, and to answer that lady's question, what is happening? And this would be good for a researcher, and it hasn't been done, but it would be good for a researcher. If you have a microwave oven, they rotate. Now, they rotate because with the microwaves coming in, they produce standing waves like a chessboard, and you have areas where there are nothing and areas where you have magnified waves. This is why animals will leave usually a place where they sleep and sleep somewhere else. They detect them. Now, the same is in Bridgend. When I looked at the transmitters, you can see, I know the wavelength, I know the standing wave size, and you can see what they call hotspots.
Right, yeah.
So you have hotspots. And if you are living in a hotspot, then you are almost doomed to failure. Mm-hmm. Whereas the person next door or in the next room is fine, but you are sleeping in a hotspot. And it's exacerbated if you have metal springs in your bed, because they will pick up the microwaves, like all metal. It's why you don't put metal in a microwave oven. Mm-hmm. They will absorb them and then re-emit them into the body at the most dangerous time, mm-hmm. which is when you're asleep. Now, if you plot the suicides with hot pots, I would suspect that you will get some correlation.
This program is sponsored by Mouse Mesh. If you're in the construction industry, we've introduced Mouse Mesh, inbuilt with interchangeable fronts, 6 different colors, and stainless steel.